When you really stop to think about it, it's quite remarkable that these 12 men simply walked away from their livelihoods to follow this itinerant preacher around the countryside. Many of us have heard the story so many times, we can sometimes fail to really hear the astonishing aspects of the stories in the Gospel and, in fact, the whole Bible. But this is what they did, these 12 men. They met Jesus. Something in them compelled them. They gave up their day jobs, as it were, to be with him, to learn from him, and ultimately to work with him, to minister with him and on his behalf. As we reflect on today's story of the disciples being called by Jesus, I want to invite us into some reflection time about our own sense of God's call to us, our own sense of God's movement in our lives and in our parish. So this is going to be a different kind of sermon, one that will invite you to do some of the work. And my hope is that this work will continue on during our parish lunch later together. So for this reflection, I have a few questions for us to ponder. And because I do want you to get in touch with your own thinking and your own experiences, I'm going to give some times of silence for us to do that. So my first question is, when in your life have you known for sure that God is real? What have been the experiences in your own life when God's presence was felt and trusted, either from your childhood or throughout your life? When have you known the reality of God? I am aware that there may be some who aren't sure that they ever have truly experienced the reality of God. If that is the case for you, I invite you to think about then whether there is a longing for that in your life, and when and how are you aware of that longing? So let us take a few moments now to remember and reflect on our experience of the reality of God in our own lives, those moments when we really sensed God's presence or our longing for it. A second question is now related to this parish of St. Catherine's. Whether you have been a member here for a short time or for decades, when, in your participation in this church, have you experienced God's presence? It may have been through a beautiful worship service, while singing a particular hymn, or listening to an inspiring piece of music, perhaps while receiving communion. It may have been at a time of sadness or a time of joy where you felt the love and support of this community. So take another few moments to ponder, how is it that you have connected with God in this place, this Church of St. Catherine's? I strongly suspect that if we took the time to share now, we would likely be overwhelmed by the evidence of God's blessings in our own lives and in this church. I suspect that if we listened to each other about the experiences and longings that we each have had, we would feel both inspired and grateful. I believe that as you have reflected, you have been in touch with the evidence that God is alive and at work in your own lives and in this place. And so for all of us, having reflected on our experiences of God in our lives and in our church, I have one further question. And my final question this morning then is, given this evidence of God's presence among us, what is God now calling this parish to do and to be? What is the purpose now for St. Catherine's at this time in our history? What does God mean for us to be doing in this neighborhood, in this district, in this time of 2018, in the future that we look forward to with hope? What are we meant to be doing? Some of you may remember that this is the question that Archbishop Hambidge put to us last September. What is our purpose? What is God calling our parish to do? He invited us to reflect on this question, to talk with one another about our thoughts about it, and to continue to revisit it. After the service, we're all invited to have lunch together. And my invitation to you now is that over lunchtime, you share your stories, the things that may have come up for you during this time, and also particularly your sense of this last question, what is God calling us to do? Archbishop Hambidge reminded us that in the church there are no passengers. We all have a part to play. We're also celebrating the fact that with our pledge campaign last fall, there is clear and certain evidence that you know that you have stepped up and that your commitment to and hope for the future of St. Catharines is strong. Those fishermen along the Sea of Galilee heard the call, "Follow me." They left their nets and they followed him. Let us likewise follow God's call to us in our own lives and as a parish. Let us contribute of ourselves as we share our own stories and our ideas and hopes for the future. Amen.